Welcome back to The New Perspective. This is Rena Risper, and I'm in the studio with AJ Gross. He is over the Tax Solutions of the Century of America Association. I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. But he does have some really amazing ideas about taxes. And I think that we as listeners and as, you know, general people in the population, you know, we don't get to have a lot of fun when we're talking about taxes. And taxes, you have to pay. And we ought to start talking about it a little bit more so that we can avoid ourselves from getting into more complicated issues than we had originally thought that we would because we weren't paying taxes. But let me tell you something. For some of the people that I know, you cannot get away with not paying taxes and be ultimately successful. You cannot have a job that looks like you're making $19,000 and then be driving a Jaguar. You just can't do that. So getting off of that subject and back on to the subject of if you do have a job that you supposed to make $19,000 on, but what you were doing was you were, you know, in construction and you were getting paid off the books.
Right.
And somebody finds out that you were getting paid off the books because you were driving a Jaguar.
Right.
So what happens in that situation?
Well, the interesting thing is there's some theories out there that the IRS is starting to use social media. So they're looking at Facebook and they're seeing that you're posting about your vacations to Disney World and you're posting about your new car and you're posting about all the trips to Las Vegas that you've taken, but you reported $10,000 on your tax return.
Ooh, wee. Ooh, that gives me goosebumps.
And with the electronic age today, it's very hard now to use cash. So you have to put your mortgage, you're paying your mortgage payment out of your bank account. You're paying your utilities out of your bank account. Where does that money come from?
And some of your payees are like, hey, look, we're not sending you checks anymore. Some employees are not sending checks anymore. Everything is becoming more electronic.
So, exactly.
So what does one do? So they figured out that you owe, you know, they look through all your records. I mean, really, do they come in, like, take all your stuff?
No. Generally, what we're talking about is more of a tax audit. And what the IRS will do is they will go into your house.
They
will go into your house and interview
they'll
you.
They'll get a subpoena yet? Not yet.
Well, not yet.
Do they come in black suits and sunglasses?
They don't come in black suits, okay. But the criminal investigators, they do have a badge. But when they come in, generally you have people, they're saying, well, I have nothing to hide. You know, I'm not worried. I use cash. I'm not worried about it. So they invite them in, but they don't know that a lot of these auditors are trained in interrogation techniques and the same interrogation techniques that are taught to police force. So they are taught to get information from you in a variety of ways. And when they come into your house, they're looking at your TV. They're looking at your furniture. They're looking at the cars in your garage. And all the while, you just think that they're just interviewing because, hey, we have a simple audit. And I've heard stories. One auditor I was working with was so proud of herself. She went to a guy's house and, you know,
don't tell me she went in the bathroom and saw crystals on the cabinet.
Yeah, it was, well, for her, it was her payday. So she went in the house, the audit was going all right, and she goes, and she looks outside, she goes, what's in that barn? Can I take a look in that barn? So she goes in that barn, and there is all these equipment, farming equipment, and a lot of equipment and assets that are worth a lot of money. And she says, so how did you buy these? And she was part of the civil fraud department. And she goes, and so she took that in pride. So, that was one of my greatest moments of finding all these assets that this guy was trying to hide.
Uh-oh, investigation ID. Now we're going to come out with the IRS stories. That is so amazing. Actually, it sounds like, you know, you're like a tax lawyer, policeman kind of investigator, sort of helper, public assistant sort of.
Right, doohickey. because when we have a client, we say you're not going to go to their house. You're going to have the audit at our office because that's where all his books and records are. and we're going to do the audit there, and we're going to go over the tax return. We're not going to allow this, you know, investigation on snooping and looking at all these other areas. You want to look at the tax return? Well, let's look at the tax return, because auditors will like to look at a lot more things.
Like, can I use your bathroom?
Right.
That is so hilarious, but taxes is not a funny subject, but sometimes you have to just make it into a space where you can make other people understand. My goal in having AJ come on is to alleviate a lot of your problems. Financial problems cause health problems. They cause all other types of issues in your life with your family, your job, whatever it is that you do. Give us your contact information.
Yes, I can be reached or called at 517-714-4965. My website is www.algtaxsolutions.com, and my email is ajgross@algtaxsolutions.com.
As usual, it has been so fantastic and amazing having you on, and we will have you back to talk about some more tax issues. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.